This week, the Shoemaker Wolverine Worldwide reached a tentative settlement with townships near Rockford, Michigan. It amounts to more than $69 million to connect township residents with municipal water systems. Many homes in the area found their private water wells were contaminated with toxic PFAS after material was put in a nearby dump decades ago. Here to tell us more about that is Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman. Hi there.
How's it going, Lester?
Just fine. So how are these residents responding to this announcement?
Well, I've spoken with residents, and they're actually in favor of the agreement. They like the fact that Wolverine is going to pay for the water extensions. They like the fact that the state and townships were involved in coming up with the plan. But I spoke with a resident named Kimberly Connor. She says there's more she wants to know.
Going forward, what regulations are going to be put in place to make sure that water is safe?
Some other questions I heard from residents are, will Wolverine cover the water bills? These residents who are on wells will be getting city water that they really never planned to pay for. They want to know what the deal is. They want to know, will they be stuck paying for water they never really wanted? I also heard questions about the continued maintenance for the water systems.
Right.
And townships are going to actually be dealing with that.
So when will municipal water be finished? When will they get hooked up?
The first people to get the water lines are going to be those living with wells most affected, according to Wolverine. But they did make sure to say that some people with higher PFAS concentrations might not get their water lines as early just because of the logistics of actually extending the water system. The plan is for it all to be done within 5 years.
5 years?
And for the most part...
That's a long time.
Yeah, 5 years. In the meantime, Wolverine says they'll be trying to get people other sources of water. But... like I said, 5 years, you know, that's a long time to go without having the access to water that you want to have.
Yeah, right. I imagine there are some people not exactly pleased with that. So what does this mean for these Wolverine lawsuits? I mean, some of these same people have lawsuits against that company.
So I know that Wolverine has two class action suits and dozens of individual lawsuits against them regarding PFAS. I spoke with Cody Angel yesterday. He co-founded the citizens group Michigan Demands Action Against Contamination. He says the state's agreement might actually make a template for other lawsuits to come.
So I think this kind of sets a tone of how these lawsuits are going to play out in the future. It definitely gives way to the legality that they're going to be held responsible for the contamination that they've caused.
Wolverine says it will keep defending itself in court, but I think a lot of residents that I talk to are getting the feeling that more lawsuits could be coming now that Wolverine admitted fault in a way by agreeing to pay for these water extensions.
That'll be interesting to watch. That is Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman. Bryce, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Lester.